Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Fluffy bread, classic burger buns, and so many carbs. Carb fear is real, but Hero Bread makes healthier versions of the carb-heavy favorites we love most. We're talking fewer calories, 0 to 2 grams net carbs, zero sugar, and seriously great taste. Plus, more of the dietary fiber and protein you want with no compromise. Don't skip out on your favorites. Just use Hero Bread. Get 10% off your order at hero.co with code HEROPOD at checkout.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Get 6 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up for $2.99 each. Then get flavorful large avocados for 99 cents each, all with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
When you drive a vehicle so reliable it's backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited warranty, you stop thinking about what you can't do and start doing what you never thought possible. Visit your local Kia dealer today to see what you're capable of in a vehicle that inspires confidence around every corner. Kia. Movement that inspires.
Call 800-333-4KIA for details. Always drive safely. Limited inventory available. Warranties include 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain and 5-year, 60,000-mile basic. Warranties are limited. See retailer for details.
So today there is, I don't know where they are if they're filming outside. This did not look like outside. This looked very much like it was on a closed set and someone's taking photos and popping off when they shouldn't be. But all we see is like, it's a classic, you know, blue green screen room, whatever it is. Looks like there could be a crane. There's this woman laying on a crane. Then lo and behold, it looks like there is a character looking very Spider-Man-like. It's a skin-tight costume with wet, like red webbing around it and stuff like this. And we've heard a lot of things. I'm not even sure if you guys, because I can't remember who was on these. Well, I did a trash told you. I don't know if we talked about news, but right now there's a rumor plot going around that the Madam Webs, there's going to be multiple like Spider-Woman and
is
stuff
like
that.
Is it just the two images, sorry?
Yeah, just like that guy in the blue screen. Yeah, that's it. I think there's ones later on, but they're like, they look the exact same. It's just him like standing around. It's not Aaron Taylor Johnson, even though it looks identical to Aaron Taylor Johnson. It's weird. But there's been rumors of this plot being that the Madam Webs, are going to have to, it's going to be Terminator-like, that they're going to have to save baby Peter Parker because someone's out to kill baby Peter Parker, and they're going back in time to save this baby because obviously this becomes like a big character. But this sounds like already they're doing some time travel, multiverse stuff. And now we're seeing a character that looks very, very spider-like. And Tay, I got to throw it to you where I feel like Madam Web had a very little hype from not just us, but around the world. Like, Madam Web, like, why are they doing that? But also, we got a great cast. We've heard these time travel rumors. And now, like, what do you feel about a spider, whatever version it might be? Because in Venom, Morbius, there's been allusions to a Spider-Man, but we've had yet to see a spider character appear. If this character is what the internet, including myself, is believing, like, look at this guy's costume. If this is a Spider-Man from a universe, whatever it may be, what are you feeling about this? Does this get you more excited? Where's your barometer here? And I do have a theory, and I will say who gave me this theory of who it could be, but alas, go.
I very much, very, very much like this idea. I think it's very cool. Again, I think that I was memeing about it to kind of step into the plate of the other three Spider-Men that we got in No Way Home. That's going to be heavy and it's going to be hard to do. But if you are doing it in a way that you are your own thing and it's a different story, a different narrative, different character, all that jazz, I think like what this could be, like you were pitching earlier, I think that would be very, very fantastic. I think it's something I am totally behind and just getting something very different from the norm instead of getting like a rebooted like Spider-Man again, again, again. Not that there's anything wrong with that. It's pretty cool. But like, I think that's where Spider-Verse was so fantastic because, again, it was just a whole fresh new take with absolutely banger animation style. Like, it was just awesome to see this new take on Spider-Man. And so to do that again, maybe that's just Sony trying to take a bold plunge with this Madame Web character in this film. So I like the idea a lot, and I think that it's, if this does prove true, it's totally just changed and put this movie up higher for me, because I still haven't gotten around to seeing Morbius.
It's on, like, Amazon Prime right now. Yeah, Emily got an email.
I know.
I'm saying you should watch.
It might be a Saturday watch. We'll
good
see.
Halloween movie. It's scary. Yeah.
But like Venom 2 didn't really do it for me. Yeah, Morbius, as I said. So this would be something that would really just rope me in. And I hope that they're bold enough to do it.
Now, to allude to what Taylor was saying before I throw it to Dylan, this is a theory that came from Chris Baga. So check out our podcast network. Chris Baga hosts the Marvel Alliance over there. You know, great friend. This was his theory. And when he said, I was like, man, this makes a lot of sense. One of his working theories is this could be Jamie Kane. Jamie Kane was the Jackal's first attempt at cloning Peter Parker. And to me, if you have a movie, I'm trying to get like a big image because they're just like, oh, there are all these little images. But to me, if you have a movie that has to do with the lineage or something to do with Peter Parker, whatever it may be, like, we're playing with bloodlines, we're playing with that character and stuff like that, you look at that suit that's there now, it's not exactly like that, but it's like a red and black type of scheme. And just to me, if it's like, if they're doing something with trying to save baby Peter Parker, having some sort of clone of Peter Parker or something, whether it's a multiverse or somewhere, to me it makes a lot of sense. Now, this could be like dealing with the Henry Cavill thing, don't believe me, I'm not saying this is for sure it, we're early on, but I was like, man, that would be a great, like, that to me throw, like, it could be likely. Like, I looked at it, like, you know what, that makes sense that we could get Jamie Kane in there. And but I feel like you don't even know this, but Spider-Man has like a lot of history with clones and stuff like that. And I feel like that's right up your alley. Like, look at this suit. This is the one that Chris was sharing with me. Like, obviously it's not red and black, but it has like a black suit. And then you got the red webbing all around and everything.
God,
like,
that's
that.
Wild.
Right. But like, it looks kind of similar. So again, we don't know for sure, but there's, you know, there's something there maybe, but how do you feel about some clone in action going on?
Me or Dylan?
You. And then I'm going to throw it to Dylan.
Yeah.
My name's Taylor.
I love clones. Like, throw them in everything. They can get such interesting, compelling, different dynamics in there, different like personas and stuff. It's fantastic what they can really explore. And it's so freaking different. I know, as far as my Spider-Man knowledge goes, I know that Doc Ock and Peter Parker, I think they, was it like switched bodies?
They switched bodies.
Okay,
point,
yeah. So I know that's like one of the wacky things that they've explored. I'd love to see something like that. But it, just getting this... this is another fresh take. It's different from the norm of just being like, hey, Peter Parker bit by a spider. Make it janky. I think the GA can handle this kind of thing.
Make it janky.
Make it janky. The GA's gotten really used to now having Tom Holland as Peter Parker. They're used to seeing, you know, they may not know Andrew Garfield very well, but they know Tobey Maguire. They recognize the Spider-Man movies. They know all three of them in No Way Home. So, you know, rattle the cage, shift the dynamic a little bit, and let's just do something different, because I think the GA will really adapt to it quite well. And this is what Sony needs. I think they need to have a bold play like this, kind of like with Warner Brothers we talked about earlier. They need to play their cards right, and they need to just cradle it very nicely. And that's what Sony needs to do, cradle it.
Dylan, do you think this is cradling you to excitement?
I don't know if it's cradling my excitement. So curious, the person on the, like, it kind of looks like Dakota Johnson, but like, it might be a stunt double for her.
Yeah, it could, like, be a stunt. Yeah, she's in the movie, so I think it's a stunt double, I think. Because same thing, okay. This actor, I don't think that's anybody, so I feel like he's a stunt double for whoever's supposed to be there. Because, like, mm-hmm. Remember Adam Scott, there's a rumor going around that he's like playing like Uncle Ben, so maybe there's a version where this is just like Uncle Ben, yeah, as a Spider-Man or something. I don't know, but I think these are both stunt people, I think.
Mm-hmm. It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper,
a woo-hoo-er, a hand clapper, a high-fiver. I kind of like the high-five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void or prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details. With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woo-hooer, a hand clapper, a high-fiver? I kind of like the high-five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
I don't think this is a Spider-Man.
No.
I think the suit, if it is, I think it's a big miss with the suit. I don't know. I don't think it looks great, some of the details. But when I look at this, like the black, the mostly black, but like the red, you know, webs, whatever you want to call it, like that's exactly what Madame Web's look is that I'm familiar with. So
he's Mr. Web?
Yeah. What if it's something like that, like some weird timeline thing where it's like, the man version of Madame Web? What is the man? What is like Madame translated to a man? Is that like, is there a word for that?
Wouldn't it just be, I guess it wouldn't be Miss
Sir Web.
Yeah, probably Sir. Okay. Sir Web. Oh,
there you go.
God.
That's my prediction. This is going to be Sir Web. I do like that idea you had though of like a young, they're, you know, trying to save a young Peter Parker. I think that's cool. I think from the Sonyverse though, I think they want to hold off until like, I think they want to keep trying to get an Andrew Garfield or a Tom Holland. I doubt Toby would do it, but get one of those two to be in their universe and do a movie over there. So
but
I
what
don't,
if they're
don't think...
traveling multiverses and timelines? Because this could be a timeline we never go back to, right? So it's like, oh, there's some Spider-Man over there. You're never going to see him again unless we
I just don't think they want to play with casting Peter Parker right now. Now, obviously, there's a lot of other Spider-Men that you could
he
do.
He could be Jamie Kane.
Yeah, I guess so. And I really have no info on Jamie Kane, so it's hard for me to provide any like deep cut info on that, but I'm gonna go with Sir Web is my prediction here on this guy,
And sorry, yeah, I meant Kane Parker, not Jamie, because fucking that picture I clicked on said Jamie Bell as Kane Parker. So sorry, it's just Parker. My Kane mistake Parker. There. Google messing up and everything like that.
So is it just like a different, like instead of Peter, Kane was born, or is it like a brother? What is it?
No, he's a clone. At one point he was trying to clone, and that's where Ben Reilly, the Scarlet Spider, comes in with the hoodie and everything like that. But he was trying to clone Peter Parker. This was a failed attempt at it, but Kane Parker became his kind of own. I think it's sometimes he's a bit more violent. Like he has a bit more aggression and stuff like that, so it's tough because I want to believe this. I think to me the suit does look very spider like to me. That looks like a Spider-Man suit. It's like how skin tight it is, the form of it, the black. It doesn't exactly look like a web, but it looks like enough that maybe in post you could make it look a bit more webby. I am with Dylan that for some reason I just don't know if they're gonna pull the trigger and put a Spider-Man just any character in these movies, because I still feel like then why haven't they done Miles? Why haven't they done Spider-Gwen? Like people that are much bigger. Like even if they made this deal with Feige, like, hey, you guys get to use Peter Parker, but we're for sure going to use Gwen Stacy, or we're going to use Miles Morales, and they haven't. I would like them to, because I would love if we get a first trailer and that ends with a spider character. I think, one, that'd be tons of hype and like get a lot of talk, and two, that would put it on the mainstream audiences right away, especially if you didn't show the face. It was just a Spider-Man character masked. You could really not have to show any unmasking, and that could be the whole fun thing of who is the Spider-Man, what actors, and then they take it off and it's no one we know. But I think you could have tons of fun with almost like what they're doing with Black Panther right now, right? Of like, we kind of pretty much know it's Shuri, but we don't know it's Shuri. So you could do the same thing here of like, okay, who is the Spider-Man? And then they reveal, oh yeah, it's a time traveler. You're never going to see the Spider-Man again. But, and I know people get mad when they use dream sequences or stuff in trailers, but that's what they do. So I hope it happens, because I want them to start. They have this universe, and I think Venom made sense with the fact we got Morbius and Kraven and Madame Web, and even this Madame Web film is sounding a little interesting to me. It's just like there's so many other characters, even the Spider-Verse, that you could be playing around with that they're not, you know. And I think spider characters are that. And like I said, I don't know if there is some sort of deal where, and I could believe this, where as long as they're working Marvel Studios, you can't have any main spider characters. And technically that deal still stands, because until Tom Holland appears in the MCU, that's still a contract that has to be, you know, fulfilled. So I am going to actually lean with Dylan and say I bet it's not. Or if it's someone like Kane Parker, they make it less spider-like and just kind of like an evil Peter Parker variant or something like that. Like it's, but who knows? I'd even be down for that if they made the spider. I think that could be tons of fun marketing. Mm-hmm. The Spider-Man character in the movie is the villain. That tons of fun. That'd with, cool. You know, Madame Web's them as a group versing an evil Spider-Man, and like he's a clone and he's angry. Like there's tons of stuff, but it's also the same people that wrote Morbius. So I can't get too excited, because I know what that baggage came with. So I think we're going to have a fun ride. I think those trailers are going to look really wacky, and I think we're going to have a very pretty mess on our hands when we see the film, but I hope not. I hope to like one of these Sony movies.
Yeah. And I think too, like when we look at these, I mean, when we first got the Venom announcement, like all those years ago, it's like, what is a Venom movie without Spider-Man in it? And now it's been so many years that we're just used to it now. It's like, okay, we got Venom, we got a sequel, we got Morbius, we got Kraven. All the these things all make sense now in this weird way where it's still like, Sony, why are you doing this?
But they're just doing it, yeah.
And it makes sense. But I think Madame Web is the character. It's like, okay, well, how does that one work in particular without Spider-Man as a character? Like, what is her... what is her story there? Mm-hmm. And I mean, to be fair, my understanding of Madame Web is completely from the animated show, and it's like only one iteration. So I don't know what she does in the comics. I don't know what, like,
that version's rumored to be in here. That's apparently the rumor, is there's multiple Madame Webs, because it kind of passes on, and the kind of, you know, Doctor Strange ish characters apparently has a role in this. So
Yeah, I guess for me it's just like, what is her story without being like tied to Spider-Man and keeping an eye on him and stuff like that.
Even though if this plot's true, it is kind of tied to Spider-Man, right? Of like, you got to protect a baby Peter Parker.
That's what I mean. Like, that's where it's like, that's what's giving me some, I'm not going to say hope, but that's what makes me like lean that way. Mm-hmm. Now, once again, we could have Spider-Man in this, and it's just not this guy in this picture, right? And that's just this is a completely unrelated thing. This is some fucking goon in a random suit.
Or henchman, whatever it is. That's the question, you know?
Yeah, like, just because if we deconfirm this guy is Spider-Man, doesn't mean that this is one set photo that's like a crane. Like, it's not much. So, yeah, I still think they could go down that route and we could see other stuff. But this is interesting. I'm glad we brought this up, because this is one of those things that you know, it's more substantial than like a rumor to have like a picture to go off of. So,
Yeah, so we'll be there next year because, remember, it got pushed back. So now Craven's in the summer, and then this is going to be like next October. So this is literally still a year away, but we get two Sony
movies. Do I got to catch up on Venom 2 to like watch these things, do you think? Or can I just leave that
Even if you had to, I'd say like read a plot synopsis online, and that's as much. Like, you do not want to be subjected to Woody Harrelson's carnage. Don't do it. Don't put yourself through that. So...